countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Coming up between now and 9 o'clock, GAA live streaming and the creation of a whole new bunch of commentators. We take a walk on the Camino in Downpatrick, we go west to visit an organic farm, and a new survey on how food companies have coped with COVID.
Text 51551, email countrywide at rte.ie and tweet at RTE Countrywide.
But first, there's chaos in Irish forestry right now. Here's Deputy Michael Healy-Ray addressing the Taoiseach during leaders' questions on Wednesday.
It is reported widely that over 1 million cubic metres of timber, which is a third of the sawmill's annual consumption, is tied up in appeals. The timber that this economy needs right now is still in the ground and it is in a two-year queue cycle. We need government to amend the Agricultural Appeals Act quickly to give the forestry appeals enough resources and the authority to clear this backlog.
Well, as he said there, there's a massive hold-up in issuing forestry licences, which is holding up timber supplies, and it seems that big trouble is looming. Michael Brennan is political editor of the Business Post, and he's been following this story in recent weeks. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I think it's your first time on the show, so you're welcome along. It's been brewing, as I said, for a while and raised this week in the Dáil. Will you explain to our listeners what is happening here?
Absolutely. So at the moment, if you want to cut down some trees as a forestry owner or even to plant trees, you have to apply to the Department of Agriculture for a license. Now, that was working okay in recent years, but it has built up to be a huge backlog in how long it takes to get one of those licenses. You heard Michael Healy-Ray mention there in the Dáil, it can be up to 2 years between a license actually being issued and by the time any appeal against it is dealt with. And this is causing chaos in the whole industry. Even the Taoiseach said this week, Micheál Martin, that thousands of jobs could be at risk unless they can deal with this huge backlog in the timber licences.
So why are there so many appeals and objections?
Well, since there was a new appeal system brought in a couple of years ago, they have to do much more in-depth assessments of any licence and especially any appeal. And they used to be getting about 130 appeals against licences a year. Now it's up to nearly 500. And I've spoken, I suppose, the likes of Sean Canny, an independent TD. He's saying there are now serial objectors, people who put in loads and loads of objections, which is jamming up the whole process and is a big factor in the current problem.
And why are these people objecting?
There are people out there who have genuine concerns that about the planting of forestry in certain areas, that it's not suitable, that it would interfere with the natural environment. There are other people who don't like a new forestry project going up near them. I did analysis for the Business Post recently to look at who was making the appeals against the licence applications. One person who cropped up strongly was Gerard Sweetman. He's the son of a former Fine Gael finance minister. It's Peter Sweetman. His father was Gerard Sweetman,
yes.
the former Fine Gael finance minister. He's been involved in lots of environmental cases over the years, and he has told me that he believes there are forestry licences that are contrary to the law, and that's why he's appealing them. But he's involved in more than half the forestry appeals over the last 2.5 years up to last month. So a significant number of cases.
OK, well, let's hear now from the timber industry. Mark McCauley is Director of Forestry Industries Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Damien.
So what impact is this logjam having on the timber industry and the people you represent?
Well, this is a disaster for the timber industry. It's a really, really difficult situation. We're reaching a very critical level now. The sawmills up and down the country cannot get their hands on logs now to produce the timber that we need. All across the country, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now at this stage. They're constantly on the telephone to me and to others saying, listen, this is critical now. We're going to be letting people off. We're going to be running 3-day weeks. We can't supply our customers. So the rubber is really hitting the road on this one at the moment. It's a critical situation. Farmers then, of course, can't sell their crops. They can't get their license. They want to sell their crop, perhaps, and bring it to market. They can't do that. And other farmers, of course, are looking to plant trees. So the government's tree planting ambitions are really badly affected by this. So nobody can get a license, really, at the moment to do anything. There's a drip coming through the Department of Agriculture. There's a drip coming out of the Appeals Committee, and that is just not sufficient to keep the industry going. And we're seeing it already on the shop floors and the builders' merchants. Builders are turning up to buy their timber to build a house extension or a new house. They can't get what they need. So it's a very, very difficult situation now. It's a crisis situation, and the whole thing needs to be speeded up. You know, speed is really what's lacking here.
Yeah. Now, there is a lot of controversy, as you know, without going too far down this road, because it probably deserves a longer discussion. But as you know, and we have discussed it on this programme, there is a lot of controversy around the country about the plantation of Sitka spruce and evergreens and conifers. And it's destroying a lot of communities, and a lot of people are very much against these, and they've made their reasons well known. It's great for industry, but it's not great for the environment. Can you understand this?
I can understand it, yes, I can understand it. But I think there's a misapprehension about what exactly is being planted these days. I was actually just yesterday doing some analysis on how many broadleaves we're planting in this country. Oak, ash, alder, willow, birch, these native trees. We're planting 5 million broadleaves a year. So a modern plantation is not just Sitka. It's perhaps 70% Sitka and then 30% other. And then also the industry is planting lots and lots of broadleaves in what we call native woodland stands. So there's a misapprehension about what forestry is these days. It's totally different to what it was 30 or 40 years ago, where you would get these 100% Sitka spruce forests. But I have to say, the world needs timber. We need to be using more timber. Timber is one of our critical weapons as we try to fight climate change, because it's locking up all the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. It's crucial that we move to more timber construction. And if we want to build things out of timber, we have to grow the trees. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so, can I just come back to Michael? Michael, people are perfectly entitled under the law to object, as we know. So that's one issue. But it seems, from what I'm reading, that the other big issue for the holdups is that the department is ill-equipped to deal with the objections. They simply don't have enough personnel to go through them all. Is that the issue?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's a big part of it. There has been a big recruitment drive by the department in recent months to try and get more staff. They've told us they've taken on 15 ecologists, 13 forestry inspectors, planners, administrators. And they sent me a statement last night saying that they believe they're now going to get through, instead of 20 tree licenses being dealt with per month, they'll go to 120 this month and 220 by next February. Now, I'm sure the industry will still be concerned that may not be fast enough, but there has been a big influx of staff into the process to try and deal with the backlog.
Somebody's just tweeted here, the delay in the licensing cutting down trees being referred to as a backlog is just brilliant. So it's no pun intended there. I know that's what we're calling it, backlog. Anyway, can I just ask you, Michael, as well, about the Government Climate Action Plan? I think it's around this time last year that they announced proposals to plant 8,000 hectares or 22 million trees a year. Is that in jeopardy?
It certainly is. Only this week, I had Michael Fitzmaurice, another independent TD, on to me. He reckons we might do well to get 2,500 hectares of forestry planted, way off that big target you mentioned. So it's a huge problem for the government, and they are changing the law, though, as well. It should be mentioned. They're going to make it tougher for people to issue appeals, and they'll have to pay fees. So that's another parallel process that's happening again to try and deal with the situation.
Okay, can I get back to you, Mark? As things stand now, what needs to be done?
Well, I think Michael has a right. I mean, this is about speed. This is about putting people on the problem. It's about managing the process more intelligently inside in the department. Michael's correct. There is legislation coming forward that should help to speed up the appeals piece. But right now, you know, the ship is kind of sinking and it's filling up with water and people are bailing it out, and they just need more people on the project really to get these licenses through. The backlog, and you're right, it is a bit of a funny term to be using, but the backlog is 1,800 applications in the department itself and then another 400 in the Forestry Appeals Committee. So you're talking about 2 million tonnes of timber, which is enough timber to build 100,000 homes in this country. So if we don't get this sorted out very, very quickly, there's going to be jobs lost. We have 12,000 people working in the industry. Those jobs are a threat, all in rural communities. Then you're looking at builders not being able to get the timber to build the houses. So we have delays in our house building program. So the impact of this will run deep through our society and deep through our economy. And the government just simply has to step up. If it needs to spend some money, put some extra people on the job, run it properly, really get on this 24/7. Because at the moment, we just do not sense. We're getting strong commitments from Charlie McConnellogue, from Pippa Hackett, but we just don't see the action on the ground. We need to see them working much, much harder on this, because if it's not solved in the next number of weeks, there is going to be a real meltdown on our hands.
All right. Final question to you then, Mark. And every time we discuss issues like this, we inevitably, you know, we get people that are very passionate about the environment and forestry and so on. And I have just one tweet here from a Patricia Kelly who says, native trees should only be grown. Forestry advocates are responsible for the extinction of much of our wildlife. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think everybody would agree that we need a mixed program of forestry. And we would say it's about planting the right tree in the right place for the right reason. Absolutely, we should be planting more native woodland. Absolutely, we should be planting for biodiversity. Quilty, the state forestry company, and the private sector are planting millions and millions of broadleaves every year. There's huge amounts of work for biodiversity, huge amounts of work for recreation. All of these really good things are coming because we have a fully fledged forestry program. If we destroy the forestry program, we get none of these benefits. We don't get the biodiversity, we don't get the wildlife, we don't get the climate change benefits. So we need a well-functioning forestry sector which carries with it all of these benefits. But the reality is, if we don't grow our sitka spruce to produce the timber that we need in this world, then all of these other things fall away as well. So there's a lot of unintended consequences if people are calling for different types of forestry programs. We absolutely are changing. The industry is very, very progressive. Every year we're planting more and more broadleaves, more and more diversity.
All right. OK. Well, we're going to leave it there. It's a story we'll keep an eye on. Michael Brennan of the Business Post, thank you so much indeed for your detail on that. And Mark McCauley there of FFI, thank you for joining us.